Okay, then we start. So thank you everybody for joining in. Just invite you to settle in your seat. May that be a chair or the floor or a sofa. If it's comfortable, you can close your eyes or you can lower the gaze. And just have a moment to feel your body and see what is present. How does the body feel right now? Noticing the sensations of the place of contact where you're sitting on. Maybe you feel the sit bones. Maybe you feel the touch of the feet on the ground or on the cushion. Noticing sensations of heat or cold. Having a sense for how do you feel in your skin right now? Sometimes we feel comfortable and available, and sometimes it feels like we're actually not wanting to be there with this urge of doing or running away and doing something else. See if you can notice how you feel and what is present with the curiosity and a sense of embracing this moment as it is. Remembering always there is no right or wrong. But life just becomes easier when we just are present. When we become aware of what is. And that simply takes a bit of intention, sometimes a bit of patience, and the willingness to feel over and over again. So, once again, I invite you to drop into this moment, into the body. With the willingness to be present, to be here. It's a short, committed period of time, which can make a huge difference to the quality of our day, how we will interact with other people, and maybe the difference we will make today in the world. Notice where your energy is mostly. If you feel more energy up in the head, in the shoulders, in the neck. Or if you feel that is very centered in the middle of your body, the area of the belly, the chest. Or if you feel maybe the legs, the hips, and the pull towards the earth. Notice if there's any distinct emotion that you can recognize right now. It might be just an emotional tone of this moment. There might be some sadness. Where in the body would you feel your sadness? Where do you feel it right now? Maybe there's some sense of frustration. What does that feel like in the body? Maybe there's overwhelm. Where do you feel that in the body? Maybe there's a sense of joy and peace. Where do you feel that in the body? Keep on noticing, fine-tuning the sensations on the physical and emotional level. Noticing the experience right now. What am I feeling right now? And what does that really feel like in the body? Where? And simply allow whatever it is. The beauty of experience is that we don't have to agree with it. We don't have to accept or reject anything of what we experience. It's enough to feel it. Give yourself permission to feel. And also begin to feel and notice the breath in your body. This very special element of being, which we feel on the physical level, but it's also our link, our connection to the subtle. It bridges the visible to the invisible as the body moves with the breath. And there's this sense of spirit moving inside and outside. With every in-breath and every out-breath, we're sharing something together. Maybe you want to bring the hands on your belly and start to feel the belly moving with your breath. Allowing the sense of expansion with the inhalation. And the sense of coming back to center with every exhale as we let go, as we release and empty. I invite you to keep the mouth closed as you breathe through the nose. But also to keep the jaws relaxed, allowing the breath to be slow but steady. We don't actually have to control it very much, we just let it happen. And then we begin to create a rhythm for this breath, which is going to become our thread to connect. We're going to do, I guess, 5 minutes of resonance breathing, extending the breath to 6 seconds for the inhale and 6 seconds for the exhale. So exhale completely through the nose, and then begin to inhale. And slowly exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Belly without having to push the belly, but just make sure there is movement there, even if it's a tiny little movement. Inhale, the belly moves out, you're feeling your base and your pelvis. Exhale, the belly moves back in. With the ground through your movement in the belly. Steady breath. Remember your intention to stay present, to allow soften the jaw, soften the neck. and let the breath rest into any natural patterns. Noticing how you feel. There's maybe a little more softness, your belly, in your chest, around the heart. A little more ease with being with whatever is, which is something we really need in this world, these days. And when the heart is soft, there's also more space for kindness, gratitude, peace. Which we can extend out to our dear people in our lives, to our communities, to our countries, and to all parts in this world where a bit more kindness, a bit more love can be well used at this moment. Take a deep breath in, a long breath out. And if you like, you can rub your hands together, creating a little bit of heat in the palm of your hands. And as a transition back to the world, bring some of that warmth into your face, onto your eyes, or in any parts of your body where you feel that. Some of that warmth, some of that kindness can be beneficial for you right now. And whenever you feel like, you can open your eyes gently and slowly. Thank you. I wish all of you on the other side of the planet a beautiful day. And to the ones of us here, a good ending for today. Thank you for praying together and breathing together. Thank you. Thank you, Veronica, for holding the space always.
Thank you.